Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We have a story here, and, you know, sometimes I question the fabric of our society.
All the time.
But at the same time, it gives us something to talk about. Like, it's scary to think that people are just that dumb a lot of times. But at the same time, makes you feel better about yourself. Makes you feel like, you know, you don't have to take everything so serious all the time. Well, a Frederick man. Do you know where Frederick is?
It's not Fredericksburg, is it?
Fredericksburg man. No.
No.
I don't really know where Frederick is. This guy, Matthew Tyler Rosenberg, 25 years old. He looks like a lot of 25-year-olds that I see in Florida. So it makes me think that Frederick's somewhere in Florida, but it's probably not, or I would have heard of it. But this kid, I say 25, he's a kid.
I think it's Maryland.
Ooh, worse. This kid told officers he worked at a Krispy Kreme donut, you know,
shop.
He was in trouble. He got pulled over, and he told them that he promised that he would give them donuts if they allowed him to just go home. According to charging documents filed in Frederick County District Court late last week, Rosenberg was in handcuffs and was under arrest when they tried to detain him at 11:23 p.m. While it may have seemed like Rosenberg was referring to the stereotype that police officers love donuts, they do. Sergeant Jonathan Shatlock. Oh, man. The other day I almost Shatlock myself on the way home.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
From here?
No. From the day job.
Oh.
Because I felt like I could make it all the way home. Then I got stuck in traffic. Man, I almost...
You should never, ever risk it.
I almost Sergeant Jonathan Shatlock. A supervisor of the unit that made the arrest, Shatlock, said Rosenberg made the offer to multiple officers repeatedly. So he was just slinging this around like, guys, I got donuts.
Huddle up.
For days. You guys don't have to do this. If you let me go, so many donuts. Like, you'll never have to worry about donuts ever again.
I mean, donuts aren't just the way to cops' hearts, as we saw tonight.
Well, you hated me for it at the beginning of the show.
He hated that he loved it. That was the issue. He knew it was bad for him, but he enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, man. Look, I had them too, and I feel like a giant turd sandwich.
Lana had to just make sure that it was out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I did not have any, nor was I offered any, but I would have said no.
You were offered them. Shut your dumb mouth. You were offered before Ryan was offered.
You're like, I have donuts. And I said,
took
that's
them
nice.
Out of the bag that were haphazardly put in there.
They really were.
And I took them out of the bag.
They're just man mushed in
there. Yes, and I displayed them on top of the bag. I used the bag as a plating utensil. And I said, Anna, I got donuts. And I presented them to you. And you were like, I don't know, guys.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I just didn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't know, guys.
Didn't move.
No.
I was like, Ryan,
I'm not eating your stupid donuts. Eh, fat ass. And I was like, well, that's rude. You don't have to be like that.
Definitely didn't say that. Definitely didn't
you
say
did.
That. No, I didn't.
I'm paraphrasing.
I said it maybe with my eyes, but I didn't say it with my words.
I heard it. You were like, hey, you just eat them yourself, fat ass. How about that? Diabetes boy. And I was like, no.
Diabetes boy.
Yeah, it's rude.
Can I start calling you that now?
I don't care. I don't have it, so you can call it all you want. I'm not going to get it, man. Doctor says I'm good. Yeah. Have you ever been bribed with anything? Or like maybe even food? Anybody ever try to bribe you with anything?
I've definitely been bribed with food.
What? Like how?
I mean, I'll eat spaghetti 3 meals a day for the rest of my life if I could.
Really?
Yeah.
Spaghetti. You like spaghetti that much?
He's Italian.
My wife makes a baked spaghetti that's really, really good.
Yeah? What makes her spaghetti different than other people's spaghettis?
I don't know, man. She
special sauce.
I mean, she makes her own sauce.
Yes, she does.
You know, I don't know. She starts using the voodoo dirt. She puts a little voodoo dirt in it now.
In the spaghetti?
Yeah. She mixes it in with her sauce. It's pretty good.
Oh, her sauce?
She makes it, yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I just want to know more about it. I want to know more about her spaghetti.
I mean, it's spaghetti.
What kind of pasta does she use?
It's angel hair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Angel hair. It's a little thin for a baked spaghetti. Yeah.
Huh. Ryan likes it.
Thought maybe a linguine would be the way to go.
Oh, she's used linguine before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
I mean, it's spaghetti, man. Come on.
Is it an aphrodisiac?
No.
Oh. Three times a day spaghetti.
Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I love spaghetti. Anything made in a tomato-based meat sauce is really good stuff.
By the way, I have a culinary announcement from the girlfriend.
Oh.
At 10:06 p.m., she texted me. She said, "Babe, this quiche turned out," and in all caps, "so good."
Yeah.
So now, that's what I mean when I get home. I'm going to put my baby's quiche in my mouth, roll it around on my tongue.
Did she put meat in it?
I don't know. It was some new recipe she had. I'm excited to see how it turns out.
I made roast vegetables again today. They turned out really awesome.
So that's your thing now? You're just trying to perfect roasted
vegetables? They're already perfected. The first time was a little rough. But since then, it's been great. I really enjoy it. And I'm like, wow, I'm making food. I'm baking vegetables.
If you had to choose a food item that you could be bribed with, Ryan said spaghetti. He could be bribed with spaghetti on a Hummel. If somebody's like, "Hey, I need you to do this this thing for me," What food can I give you to make this happen? 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. What is it, Anna?
It's, do you know what Buddha bowls are?
Probably Asian?
No. It's basically like, think of a really, really hearty salad. So you have like a carb base, whether it be rice or quinoa, and then you just roast a bunch of vegetables. Thomas does this, and he makes it so good. It's so freaking good. Like, he's a really good cook as it is, but this is my favorite thing that he makes. He'll take like onions and peppers and sweet potatoes and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and he'll just lay them all out, throw some oil on there, some spices. He'll roast them, and then we do these Buddha bowls. He makes this amazing like sauce with like soy sauce and honey, ginger, like weird stuff that I don't usually use, and it is superb. And you don't even feel guilty about it because it's all vegetables and stuff. It's good for you.
I want a Buddha bowl.
Yeah, it's really good. Thomas should make some for us.
Yes, he should make me
Buddha
bowls.
Thomas should make some for us.
Make us Buddha bowls, Tommy.
You love that he does it, Anna?
Yeah, does it seem like he loves you? Does he put a lot of love into the Buddha bowls? Mm-hmm. Like when you eat them, do you go, "Oh my God, I love this," and you? Like that?
I say, "I really love this food."
And you? Like that? And he's
love the food. Food's great.
Loved it. He's like, "I love food too." Like that?
He's like, "I love food." Yeah, he says he loves food.
I love food, too.
Yeah, he said that he loved
it. I love food, too. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I think snow crab or king crab buffet you could bribe me with. Like, if you had to hook up on all-you-can-eat snow crabs, you're like, "I got you, Johnny." I'd be like, "Okay."
Well, I feel like there's a list of items here.
Shut up. You're right. There is a lot of stuff you could bribe me with. Oh, man. So many good
beer things. Beer can chicken?
Nah, man. Nah. No.
Bacon rolled shrimp?
Hell nah, girl.
Brisket, sous vide, cheese, potato fries?
Hell yeah. Trina, what's up, mama?
Hey, honey.
How you doing?
I'm good. Let me say something to you. Mm-hmm. That little voice you have tonight is turning me on.
What about this voice?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that one also. Let me say something. Anna,
hi, Trina.
I love you because you're beautiful.
Hell yeah.
Thanks.
Listen, you are so awesome, and I love the food topic because let me say something to you.
Say something.
I can cook some, some mean seafood. Mm. So all you have to do is show up.
Okay, then. What kind of seafood?
Can you make me a seaweed salad?
Shut up, Anna. Sorry.
Say again.
Can you make me a seaweed salad?
No.
I'm not sure, but if you tell me what's in it, I can make it for you.
Salad.
Okay. Do they sell that in the store?
They do.
You go to Asian market and just buy it by the
way. You buy it at Publix.
Okay. Well, it's going to go along with some egg. Listen, the big crab legs.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. And then we're going to have some shrimp.
What kind of scramps?
Oh, with the big ones and the medium ones, not the cocktail ones.
Oh, hell no.
Because I'm not stuffing salad right now.
Mm-mm. What's your not favorite? Right what's now. Your favorite kind of shrimp? Like, because I like the Argentinian reds.
Well, I haven't had those yet. So you go. Wait a minute now. So then, you know what? Yeah. You're gonna be introducing me to something I don't know nothing about.
That's what I do to all a right, lot of now. Girls. All you know right what I'm
now.
Saying?
Okay. Hell yeah. That's awesome.
I like to pull this sexy move. I got the sexy move I like to call beanbag chair with a ding dong.
Okay, now I know about beanbags, okay?
Damn right.
Because I grew up with those.
Do you have beanbags?
Hell yeah.
Yes, we did.
You did? Do you still
place.
Have them?
I want them. I want
no,
them.
No, I don't
you
have
them. You gave them away?
No.
What would you call them now?
Let her answer the question.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, now. Because once you puncture one, all those little pellets are all over the place.
Yeah.
And the vacuum cleaner don't want that.
You ever hey, had if one puncture you, though?
If I were to buy you a couple bean bags, would you put them on my face?
Bean bags on your face?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You heard the man.
Well, it might be cute, but now let me say something. Mm-hmm. Well, what you putting in between the two of them, though?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What's going on here?
I got some eggplants.
Okay, you well, like now we can. We could work with something.
What's your favorite way to eat an eggplant?
Oh wow, let me see. I haven't eaten an eggplant in a while.
Ooh, so. I want to help you eat an eggplant tonight.
Okay, because I have to use my imagination.
Yeah, you do.
Oh yeah, I have to work with that.
Hell yeah.
You ever
eat an eggplant?
That in a minute.
You ever eat an eggplant whole? Like, don't even like. Just.
I'm pretty sure. Absolutely.
What's your
I'm
technique?
I'm not sure that I was professional about it, but okay.
All right, dude.
Amateur.
I can't.
Eggplant, absolutely. Water splash, eggplant.
I'm an amateur
right
eggplant
along
eater.
With the territory, because guess what? I made up for it in other ways.
Oh,
like
no.
How?
Yeah, like how?
I have income.
What?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
She got money.
I did not hear the first part of that word.
Praise Jesus. A roof over my head and a car and a job.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
That turns me on when a woman got a job.
I got two jobs.
Absolutely. Oh, I can get three. But it's okay.
Oh, no, no. Trust me. Your one job is better than her two jobs.
I'm promising you. I believe that's true.
Oh, no. It has to be.
No, I know it's
Don't make
true.
Me pull this
I
girl's credit report.
Look at her. She's so beautiful. Look at her right now.
Oh. She's all right.
She's no, fine. She's beautiful, child.
Are you looking at her? Are you looking at her right now on Bone TV? Because she,
I promise.
Oof, not good. What the face she's making right now is bad.
And no, she's hiding behind the microphone.
Oh, she needs to trust her. Oh, she looks like The Walking Dead right now.
No, it's appropriate. Not everybody.
Oh, Lord. Good God.
Are you kidding me?
I'll never have a boner.
Come looking for her. They'd be like, "Oh my baby, oh I love you so much." They'd be doing poems. About her.
All right, Born. So let's make this happen, Trinia. Eggplants, bean bags, crabs, and shrimp. It's going to be a good night.
I promise you. Listen, if I find a good spot and like it's a commercial,
okay.
I invite you all.
All right, thank you.
Sweet.
And then I will feed you all.
With your hands?
I promise you. Then listen, if I invite you, then I really would like you to come, okay?
I will definitely come.
All right.
I'll definitely come.
I'll be able to
stop that. Stop talking.
You guys have a great show.
Bye, mama. Hell yeah.
His income is going to be all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to scrum Ryan Radio all over that restaurant. You can believe that.
Mess.
Cheryl, what's up? Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Cheryl, you're on a walkie-talkie.
You got that burner phone, Cheryl. It's
not good. Break on night, Cheryl. Got smoky hot on your tail. Cheryl?
Oh, Cheryl, no. It's real bad.
Oh, my goodness. Call back, Cheryl. Her phone dead. Josh, what's up?
Yo.
What up, Joshua?
How are you guys? My favorite food that would probably buy me is like, Chinese, you know those pork balls?
What? You like Chinese pork balls?
Yeah, I'll probably bribe me the most.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. How many pork balls do you want in your mouth for a good bribe?
6-9.
Oh, my goodness.
You gotta love the kids, man. Summertime. Speaking of kids, Trent, what's up, baby?
Yeah.
Good talk, man. What's up?
If I had to choose two foods to be by weight, I would be chili cheese fries and Chinese food.
Those are good choices.
Well, Chinese food is a little vague. There's a lot of foods that fall into that category. What's a specific food from China?
China. The Chinese noodles.
Noodles. Now, maybe a lo mein or an udon or maybe a nice mei fun. What's your favorite Chinese noodle?
Lo mein something.
I'm sorry, what?
Bro, man.
I like all of them.
He likes all the noodles. Mm. Would you go with a wheat noodle or a rice noodle?
Rice.
All day long. It's rice, baby. All right, Trent. How's your love life, pal? Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay, calm down. Relax. Who's the lucky gal? Our guy.
Oh, her name is... No, it's not a guy. It's
okay
girl.
If it is. It's okay, yeah. We totally accept you.
Her name is Emily.
Her name is Emily. Describe Emily to us.
She's blonde.
Yeah.
She's up to my neck. That's how tall she is.
Hell yeah.
She has a nice figure.
What kind of figure? Is it like a Coca-Cola bottle or a 2-liter RC Cola bottle?
Bottle, kind of.
Coca-Cola bottle? So she got butt and boobies and all that?
How old is she, Trent? How old is she?
She is 16.
Okay, please retract the things I asked you the last minute of our conversation. Never
That's
happened.
Legal in some countries.
I don't know.
It's not this one.
Hold on. The last minute, my name is Maurice Javon.
Thank you. All right, whatever stays on his phone will stay between us, okay?
We're Johnny. On the air, Trent. There are thousands of people listening, Trent.
There are tens of people.
It's being recorded. All right. Oh, boy. All right. Later on.
Hey, Emily. It's me, Mo. Sorry, I asked Trent about your body. That was wrong. Bye.
David, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Johnny B, everybody?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I have to say, the thing you're going to get me is a bacon, egg, and cheese Cuban all day.
Egg and cheese Cuban. I see. So you're talking about a breakfast hybrid of the classic Cuban sandwich, which I am quite the aficionado. Explain this egg and cheese Cuban to me.
Well, over here in Tampa, Brandon area where I live at, there's a few Cuban restaurants I go to. Yeah. And best thing ever since I was a little tiny kid going to elementary school. Every day I get a Yoo-Hoo and a bacon, egg, and cheese Cuban.
What?
And I eat that all every day.
You say Tampa Brandon.
Yeah.
Name these restaurants.
Like off of Broadway.
Okay. And,
it's called Carlos's.
I know it.
And the best bacon, egg, and cheese Cuban around.
Well, if you're a Tampa Brandon, you probably go to Bricado's every now and then, too. Of a Columbus.
Oh, that's okay. I'd rather just go to Carlos's or the Barrios off of Causeway.
Okay. All right. This guy's he's faithful to the mom and pop small shops. I like that.
Yeah, and if you want to get dessert, Tucker would give me a nice thing of Sarah Lee pound cake.
How big of a guy are you, David?
I'm 240, 6'2".
All right, you're a pretty good sized dude. All right, cool. All right, man. Well, I'm going to have to try out this breakfast Cuban you speak of. Thanks for calling in, buddy. I know how to bribe you now if I need you to kill somebody for me, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Lord Jesus. All right, bye,
you
buddy.
Have a great day.
Bye. Hey, guy. What a jovial fella, huh? He's going to kill somebody on him.
100%.
100%.